Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to This Podcast Is For Women, episode number 74. Welcome, welcome. Ladies, this is another empowering episode, and I must say, this episode is a game changer. If you are caught in the clutches of heartbreak and your ex is still holding the reins, you are in for a real treat. So picture this. I actually recorded this on a live stream with YouTube. It was a lot of vibrant discussion, some amazing Q&A, eye-opening topics, and we also had a little bit of fun. Well, I bottled up all that goodness in this episode right here. Now you can go watch it on YouTube, or you can just stay here and listen to the episode. You're not going to miss out. So here's what this episode is about. I delved deep into the minds of my Instagram private chat group and my exclusive iHeart Love Academy private coaching group. I've got the links below if you're interested in learning more about either of those. Well, the result of this poll, it was more than 300 women that answered. This poll revealed the real heart of the matter, what's keeping everyone tethered to their past relationships. And the answers were really surprising. They revealed to me a lot of the common threads that bind us all together in heartbreak. So, what's the secret sauce to break free? Well, I've distilled it into three components: the emotional challenge, the practical aspects, and the magic of self-transformation. Now, transforming yourself might feel like it's thrust upon you, but I challenge you to see it as an opportunity for growth and change. Now, hold tight. I'm going to unleash some powerful tools, including my not-so-secret weapon, bridge thinking. It's a game changer that aligns you with your feminine energy, breaking free from those shackles of just one-dimensional thinking. I'm sure you have heard the saying, whatever fires together, hard wires together. Well, it's time to rewire your mindset and set yourself on the path to healing. But wait, there's a little bit more. I'm going to take a quick break here for just a second. I want you to consider sharing this episode with someone who is facing heartbreak, because we are all in this together. When I was going through my heartbreak, I talk about the artist a lot, and I had some heartbreaks even with my husband, Jeff. I really didn't have a lot of resources. I had friends telling me to move on and things are going to get better. After a couple of weeks, you'll feel better. And it just wasn't happening for me. So if you're looking for those loving vibes, share it with a girlfriend. What you give, you receive back. And don't forget to hit that follow button and drop a review on my podcast. Some of you have written to me and let me know that you had a little bit of a puzzling time about how to rate my podcast or how to even follow it. Well, I'm going to give you a quick example on Spotify. It's just three little dots. Just make sure you're on my podcast page, not an episode. You hit those little dots and you can rate it. Give me some stars. And then on Apple, you have to scroll all the way down on my podcast page. So no more waiting. Dive back in right after this quick break or head on over to YouTube for the visual version. This Podcast Is For Women with your host, Adrienne Everhart, and I am here to turn your heartbreak into a breakthrough.
Hi, Diamond Girls. Me, Adrienne Everhart here. I want to teach you all how to have that Diamond Girl clarity and sparkle that you want to get back into your life because your ex is holding you back. Your ex is keeping you from moving on. And here's why. Your ex has control over you. This is why you are not able to get over the breakup or move on, as people say. But more than that, I really want you to have your rich, juicy, full life back. I want you to feel amazing every day and call forth the man you're meant to be with. or get your ex back. But most importantly, I want you to feel good and confident and strong again. And this is exactly what your breakup is preventing you from doing, because this man has control over you. And the sooner I can get you to understand that he has control over you, and here's the crazy part, you've given him that control. You've given him that permission to have control over you. I'm going to help you understand that. And I'm also going to give you some tools about how to combat what goes on up in your mind with your thoughts. We all know that thoughts have so much power that we can really change how we feel by simply changing our thoughts. The neurons that, you know, wire together, fire together. And as long as you're thinking certain things and you have certain beliefs, you are not going to get over this breakup. You're not going to call forth the man you're meant to be with. And most importantly, your guy has to see you make these changes. He has to see them. He has to feel them in order to want you back and really get back together with you, if that's what you want. A lot of you, you're just ready to move on, and I don't blame you. You just want to heal. You want to get past this time in your life. So I want to start off by saying, hi again, I am Adrienne Everhart. I'm a reconnection expert. I have a proven program for women called the ABCs to Get Him Back. It's going to be in the links below. But if you are new to my channel, please take a moment, hit subscribe and like this video, share it with a girlfriend if somebody you know is going through a difficult time with a breakup. Now, here's why I'm talking about this today. I took a poll in my Instagram private chat. It's over on my Instagram channel. You can be in a private chat with me and some other women. And I also took a poll in my iHeart Love Academy group, which is a private subscription group. Again, the links are below. I polled more than 300 women and I said, what is keeping you from getting over your breakup? Where's the hiccup? Where's the snag? Because I went through my devastating breakup, you know, more than 10 years ago. And I know what I was going through, but I want to know what you are going through. I want to know where you are feeling hung up and you can't move on with your life. Okay. So if you are able to comment below in the comments, I am going to be taking your questions later, specifically about healing from your breakup and what this man needs to see, what he needs to feel from you so that you can heal. But also, if there's any chance to get back together, it's going to happen. But I mostly want you to change your chemistry and your energy, your feminine energy around yourself so that you can call forth the right man in your life. Okay. This is what we want to do. So again, I'm going to talk about my poll. I'm going to break it all down for you, what everyone had to say. And I just want to start off by saying nobody's talking about this on YouTube. Like all of the coaches and all of the guys and the girls out there, they talk about feminine energy, masculine energy, and I am a feminine energy coach. This is what I teach, but no one is talking about how powerful your mind is in what is happening around you in this moment and in the future, because your brain is like an automatic machine, and we don't talk about this enough, and we don't share how just a few little tweaks in what the automatic messages are happening, a few little tweaks, your entire life's going to change. You're going to heal from this breakup and you're going to look back on it and go, what took me so long? That's how I felt. What took me so long? What have I been waiting for? And you're going to be a little bit mad that this guy had so much control over you for so long, because he has control over your heart. When you go to bed at night, you're having bad dreams, you're thinking about him, or you're remembering the relationship, or it's taken you years to love and trust another person. This man is living rent-free right here, and he has control over this right here, your heart. And that's where you have got to learn the power of what's going on in your mind. Now, this isn't a bunch of like a law of attraction or anything like that. This is good old-fashioned, you know, refocusing. I'm going to teach you how to do it because no one teaches anyone how to do this. And I learned it years ago. I've shared with you all that I had developed a very intensive panic disorder. I couldn't drive a car on the highway. I couldn't hardly drive a car around town. I couldn't go to a movie theater. I had this very intense panic disorder. It was really a culmination of events. I don't want to get off topic, but I will tell you that I developed this because I had developed a way of thinking. Again, neurons that fire together, wire together. So if you start thinking and having this regular thought one way, it's just going to build upon that. That's how your brain is working in the current moment. And this is what I'm going to help you understand. Okay. So let's go back to that poll where I have polled more than 300 women. I am not just pulling this out of thin air. These are all women who are extremely tired of carrying the emotional weight of their past relationship on their shoulders. Give this video a like if that is you. It is time to release that pain and step into your future to be your diamond girl, sparkling, wonderful clarity self. It is time to reclaim your power and your joy and not let any person or person, place, or thing have any power over you. So whenever I kind of mess up what I'm saying, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like it always feels so powerful because no person, place, or thing has any power over you unless you allow it. Are you feeling me on this? Okay, so let's start at the top with the three things that all women I polled had to say. You're going to have an emotional challenge. You're going to be going through a practical challenge, which you might mistake for an emotional challenge. And you're going to be going through self-transformation. So I'm going to start with self-transformation because here's the thing. I don't mean to laugh, but I just think back about how I was. And I was going along just fine. I had this guy. I was in love with him. I thought he was in love with me. We had some ups and downs. Everything felt pretty good, though. The sex was like really hot and the chemistry. But he wanted to change things. He wanted to break up. Boom. Self-transformation time for Adrian. I don't have any choice in the matter. I don't get to decide to transform myself. It is forced upon me to transform myself. Same thing happens if you get a chronic illness. Something happens to you. A loved one dies. You get fired from your job. You don't have any decision. You're being self-transformed whether you want to or not. And that's where that man has power over you, is because you are fighting this self-transformation. You're trying to stay in the past and recreate how it was back then, or you're thinking about how it could have been potential. You're in love with potential. You're in love with how it was in the past, and you're not here. You're not here with me. You're here and you're here and you're not here. So this is how that control keeps you, is that you are resisting the self-transformation. And you might say, well, Adrian, I am self-transforming. I cry every day. I go to hot yoga. I've been seeing a therapist for a year and a half. I promise you I'm transforming. It's not just about what we consider might be the practical ways we transform, because time is going to transform you regardless. All right. So it might take a year, might take 6 months, might take a couple of weeks. It's really about a decision you're making to transform your life away from this relationship that no longer served you, that no longer worked. Let's face it, it had to end. It wasn't working. You have to accept that that man knows what is best for him, and he had to leave the relationship. Do you really believe he knows what's best for him? Probably not. But in this situation, you have to trust that this guy somehow believes that there is someone or something better than you, or he's having some sort of weird power struggle where he has to crush a powerful dynamite woman. I will tell you, in my experience with my clients, a lot of the women I work with, it seems that the man kind of breaks up with them and leaves them in a power move. Because men, they understand there's a lot of women out there. There's a lot of them. And they know that they probably have a shot with at least a couple more. Women, however, we're like, you are my true blue. You are my one and only. You are who I want to walk into the sunset with. And we're not like, well, it might be you, it might not. We don't feel that way often about guys. We get very decided. And that has a lot to do with how our bodies, you know, procreate, how we have children, things like this. A lot of that is just hardwired into us. So now you're understanding all of this on a really cognitive level, that self-transformation has been forced upon you. Let's talk about what that self-transformation is going to look like. The fear of never finding love again. How many of you that are going through a breakup, you're like, I am never going to love this way again. I'm never going to find someone who is going to love me like this again. Right? The next one is you are dealing with grief and isolation of the breakup and possibly going through no contact. Now, no contact to me is the worst form of dealing with a breakup that ever there was. I am actually part of a support group and I help fund and fight prison systems that do something called solitary confinement. I am a big advocate in fighting against solitary confinement because I believe it is the cruelest of cruelest forms to manipulate another human into good behavior or any outcome you want. So if you are dealing with grief and isolation or worse, no contact, you know what it feels like to have your life turned upside down and boom, you're in self-transformation mode. You don't really want to be there, but you're there. We've got to make sense of this. We have to learn how to move on. You're going to be rediscovering your identity outside of the relationship. With my ex, I didn't know where I ended and he began. We had just become one silk rope and there was no Adrian and there was no him. It was just us together. That's how I saw a future. So another part of this is like you might have to forgive yourself for some things you did or said that were not in alignment with who you really are. So that is your self-transformation. Your self-transformation is being able to say, it is possible I will find love again. It is possible someone will love me again. I understand my brain right now in this moment is telling me I might not find love again, but that's just what my brain's trying to convince me of. That's just the thought my brain is having right now. Nobody ever said your brain is your friend. Your brain is great at helping you get from home to CVS to the grocery store and back home on time to get ready to go out with your friends. Your brain is great at stuff like that. It is not good at emotional tasks that help you understand that you are going to feel love again. Your brain wants to convince you you're not going to feel love again because it desperately wants you to procreate, and anything that you're feeling fear about, anything that is scary to you, your brain really attaches onto and it gets you to go back out there and hunt it down until you get it back and you feel safe again. But as with many things that are fear-based in this world, that is an illusion. That is an illusion your brain is telling you in this moment right now, that you're never going to love again and that no one is going to love you again. It is an illusion. It's something your brain is just telling me right now. Okay. Now let's talk about rediscovering your identity outside of your relationship. I call this exploring your rich, juicy, full life. A couple of things I want to suggest to you. If you can find a method acting class, take it. Not just an acting class where they're teaching some other method of acting, but method. You want to learn method acting because it teaches you how to authentically get in touch with your feelings. All the great actors, a lot of the English actors use method, okay? Secondly, start moving your body, whether it's a dance lesson like salsa or something really fun and sensual, even Zumba. Join a walking group. If you live in an area that's too hot or too cold, find a way you can do some sort of group exercise. This is big in feeling empowered with other women and kind of sweating it out and moving through your body again, because you're really rediscovering your identity and feeling safe in your body again. Let's talk about forgiving yourself. Maybe you weren't the best person. Maybe you had a lot of unproductive behavior in the relationship. If you have not already, I give you permission to apologize to your ex for anything you have said or done that was not productive in the relationship. You can make a list. You can email him. You can call him. You can send him a video message. You can do whatever you need to do, but I want you to get rid of it and say, listen, I wasn't always productive. Yeah, I yelled at you that time. Yeah, I didn't call that night I said I was. Whatever it is you think you did wrong, go ahead and tell him, I know I did these things wrong. They were unproductive to the relationship, and I'm working on improving myself. I wish you the very best as well. And we're leaving it at that, because that's going to help you in that self-transformation process. You're going to learn from what happened. You're going to apologize to whoever is necessary, and you're going to move on. If they come back, great. If not, you have peace and knowing you've moved on. So let's talk a little bit about the emotional challenges of a breakup. Well, they're pretty obvious. You're going through an incredible amount of grief. You are experiencing tons of sadness. You are wondering, what is my partner doing, or my ex-partner? Who is he seeing? Is he dating someone? And I call this all about, you're up in a guy's mind. You're in his mind. You're not in your mind. And this is where, again, we're losing contact with who you are, because you're more focused about what he's doing, thinking, and saying than what's going on in your body, all right? So you also are going to need a certain amount of time to physically and emotionally heal from what's happened. Recently, a client of mine found out a guy that she was engaged to had been cheating on her with an ex. I mean, she's just emotionally leveled at this point. There is no instant scrub my brain, I am free from this, that's going to happen. Part of being a human and being on this planet is that you are here to experience every range of emotions that there is. And you are currently experiencing this emotion. It doesn't mean that that emotion is going to last forever, but it's with you right now. It's part of your journey on this planet. Don't fight it. Embrace it. It's part of you, beautiful. It's who you are right now. When you stop resisting how you feel, then you begin to transform. You begin to heal from this emotional challenge. There's a lot of talk about journal and writing it down. And when I was going through my heartbreak and my breakup, I was like, if one more person tells me to journal, because I would just start journaling and just realize how much pain I was in. And I was, in a way, dictating the pain onto the page. But instead, I want you to really practice some self-compassion with yourself. And even if you take one positive step, like, dear journal, I'm writing about my pain right now, and I'm doing a really good job in this moment. I'm doing something that to help me heal right now. And I am open to healing my body. I'm open to healing my heart. And whatever it is I'm feeling, it's okay. This is where I'm at right now. And you just start at the top of that page with, right now I am feeling. And let's talk about a feeling. Not right now I'm feeling, why'd he do this? Why did he pick that other girl? I don't want you to go down that path. I want you to stay with how you're feeling. Now, you might also be experiencing dreams. Someone in the chat had mentioned, she said, I had a dream just the other night about my ex. I've been feeling this for a good long while. I would have dreams. I talk about my Jeffy pillow, where I woke up early one morning and I felt my knee pressed against what I thought was my partner. And it was a pillow. And at first I was so happy because I was like, oh, this has all been a nightmare. But I was like, no, it's my pillow. But then I was like, well, wait a minute. If this pillow brings me comfort, if I can snuggle up with this pillow and that pillow can become how it feels with my future partner, why not do it? But if you are experiencing bad dreams and dreams where you're in the past, dreams where the two of you are happy and all of this is, you know, it's like it never happened, or you keep dreaming about arguments and things like this, this is your subconscious stuck. Your subconscious is stuck in this moment and can't get past it. And so when you go to bed at night, your brain's like, let's figure this out. Now, again, your brain is not good at solving emotional problems. Accept that. So when you wake up in the morning, you've had that brain. When you wake up in the morning, you've had that dream. I want you to just gently even tap your head and say, I'm aware that I had that dream last night, but it doesn't serve me. I've accepted his no. I'm boldly moving on with my life. And if he really loved me, if he really wanted to be with me right now, he would. If he had the capability to be in a functioning, healthy relationship, he would be here. And this is where you need to shift from that wounded child, that subconscious part of you running the show, into I'm an adult. And if this guy loved me, if he could handle a relationship, if he could handle me, if he wanted to figure it out, he would be doing this. So as with a lot of feminine energy tools, these take practice. Again, there's no scrubbing your brain. There's no instantly I'm back to feeling better. But trust me on this, continue to practice being in the moment, assuring yourself, comforting yourself, practicing compassion. You can even tell yourself like, wow, I made it through this really hard day and only cried twice. And I'm going to watch a television show I really like, or I'm going to read a book, or I'm going to go exercise, and I am doing good. So just take that tiny little moment to tell yourself how good you're doing right now, because that moment is just going to build upon itself. So let's talk a little bit about potential and that difficulty that we have in accepting that the partner we so loved, the partner we wanted to spend our life with, they actually wanted something different. They want something different. Maybe they don't even know what it is. I think most of them don't. I think a lot of guys are just sort of like, you know, flitting, floating around, and they're not really sure, but they're trusting. They're trusting it's going to work out for them. And if it doesn't work out for them, they'll just move back home with their mom, right? So women, we don't think this way. We're like, I want to have a baby by a certain age, or we want to be married, or we want to have a certain lifestyle. We don't really think this way that men do. So part of that difficulty in accepting that that partner wanted something different from you is just not trusting that that man knows what's best for him. So anytime you're like, how could he do this? Why did he do this? I want you to say to yourself, I trust he knows what's best for him. I trust he knows what is right for him. I trust that. And then you want to tap your heart, send him some love. Send him some love. He's going to need it wherever he's going in life. If he's turned you down, he's going to need all the love he can get. But now, instead of that attention being on him, it's back on you. It's back on number one. Every morning, I want you getting up and asking yourself, what can I do today to make me happy? What can I do today to improve my life? What am I doing right now where I need to be focusing on me instead of someone else? And give yourself a little time to think that through. So onto my favorite part, which is practical challenges. This is the last one I want to share with you all. And then I'll take a couple of questions. Practical challenges come in the form of dealing with everyday life in a way you previously have not before, such as you might have a breakup with your guy and you have to still co-parent children and he won't even talk to you. He's like, you want to talk to me? Talk to my attorney. All right. So there's a practical side of this about how do I go on with my life, or realizing that this man you were in love with for 3 years, maybe longer, he's not good for you. He wasn't good for you. He hurt you. He took you for granted. But guess what? I still love him. And you can still love someone, but realize in real terms, they're not good for you. There's nothing wrong with that. So I want you to just practice saying something like, it's okay if I still love someone who wasn't good for me. It's okay if I still wish they would call and take me back, even though they weren't good for me. It's okay to feel that way. And then I want you to also challenge yourself into the world of possibilities. And the possibilities sound like this. It is possible that I am healing from this relationship. It is possible I am learning something really amazing right now, even though I'm not sure exactly what it is right now. It is possible I will love again. It is possible I can co-parent with my ex. It is possible my ex and I can get along and raise our beautiful children together. Move into that world of possibility and see what thoughts your brain is sending you. Write them down one by one and begin to have a conversation with yourself and where you can talk about possibility. You can observe that this is just what your brain is telling you right now in this moment. This is what my brain is trying to convince me of in this moment. And I'm going to share more of these with you in a minute. Now, another practical challenge is you're stuck again in that potential. We were going to have such a perfect future together. No, you weren't, because it's not happening. It's not reality. You would not understand how many women I have spoke to. And they were like, but I had a vision. I spoke to a psychic. I had a tarot reading. I prayed to God and I was given this vision and it showed us together happily. I'm like, great. It's not happening right now. So if you live your life in that future place that may or may not happen, part of what might be keeping you from getting there is the fact that you're there and you're not here. So one of the things bridge thinking helps you do is accept that your partner did not want you, and that future that you were going to have together is really based on what you perceived as happiness and wonderfulness in the past. Because if it was perceived on happiness and wonderfulness that's happening to you right now, put that man in front of you, is this really your dream guy? The way he is right now, is that your dream? So no, how it was in the past was my dream. So I'm going to think that the past means the future. You got to begin to wrap your mind around this. And here's how you do it. You do it by noticing your thoughts. Your thoughts are automatic things your brain sends you. And then you have that thought and then you have a feeling. Okay, we're not talking about senses. We're talking about thoughts. Even if you have a sense sometimes, you'll see something familiar. You're picking up on it. So let's not go too deep down that rabbit hole. Let's practice on reframing the bridge work thinking, or the bridge thinking. It's going to help you change everything that's happening in your life, whatever you're feeling, because you're in this bad feeling place. We want to get to a better feeling place. And how do we do it? We can't make this huge jump. So the first one I've talked about a good little bit, and that's just noticing what you're thinking. So you can say something like, I notice I'm thinking, I'm aware my brain is saying whatever it is. Now we're going to go to something maybe a little more neutral, like I'm open to thinking I can get hurt at love right now, but I can also love again, right? Or, I'm considering there might be another partner out there for me just for a moment. I'm considering there may be another partner out there for me. I may be wrong about him being my only person for me. I may be wrong about never loving anyone like him again. And it is possible I can love again. It is possible that someday I may think, what was I thinking? It is possible one day I may think, wow, I really thought he was my everything, but I've got this other person, because that's what happened to me. I had someone in my life that it took me more than a year to get over this guy. And here's why. I kept ruminating in my thoughts. I was stuck in my own thinking, and I wasn't allowing myself to be transformed. I was stuck. Okay, you understand that? I was in one place. And then when I met the man that became my husband, and it happened kind of quickly, but I was still really hung up on this other person. And how could they? How could they hurt me? How could they walk away from me? We were such a great match. We had so many things in common. So you get into this trap where you really start to believe, again, neurons that fire together, wire together. If you start down this path with one way of thinking, it's going to build and build and build until that becomes your personality. That becomes how you are dealing with this. So what I'm asking you to do is just begin slow. Take it one thought at a time by just observing. This is just something I'm thinking. All right. So let's take a couple of questions, because again, I want you to go back to feeling in control, not letting this man have control over you and ownership over your heart, because he has moved on. You are not a prisoner. You are not an emotional prisoner. He has moved on, and you can too. That old relationship did not work. It needed to end. You have to go on to something new. And that's usually when a man starts to go, wait a minute, I'm losing power. I feel like I've lost power. I don't feel her. She's not blowing up my phone all the time. That's when he gets curious about you, when he begins to feel, and I do believe we continue to feel things with our partners. The man I call the artist, I have ran into him in other cities where he should not have been. And it's serendipitous. There's an energetic thing happening. And I don't even really like talking about him in videos, because I feel like it just keeps pulling him to me. But I always tell the universe, like, I have to share this message with you all to help you all heal. Okay, so let's take a few questions about any of you that are going through heartbreak or breakup. Yes, I do have the ABCs to Get Him Back program. It does give you the absolute best chances to rebuild with your ex, but it also rebuilds you, and it helps you call forth the man you're meant to be with. Because you can't get where you're at right now, you can't get to this new place thinking those old thoughts, all right? So somebody make a short with me saying that, because you cannot heal from your breakup and get to this new place, whether it's back with your ex, if you're continuing to think old thoughts, all right, that aren't serving you. I'm going to take a couple of questions here. I think I can see them here. Oni Girl says she does Tahitian dance fitness, and she has you on YouTube, and she does pole dance fitness classes, and she wants to start adult ballet. So yeah, anything you can do where you're moving your body, it will start healing that wounded inner girl, which is really what a lot of this is about. Your inner girl is like, bring back my happiness. I know how to fix this. Okay. Jasmine says, I'm going through a breakup. Here, let me let you see this. I'm going through a breakup. It's hard to letting go of all the letting go of hope things will work out. So Jasmine, you actually don't have to let go of hope that things will work out. You can still have a part of you that's like, you know, there's a part of me that I really hope things will work out. But right now, where am I at? Right now, what do I want to be doing, and where do I want to go in my life? So for example, if you go on a new date with a man, he's not really your type, and you go home and you go, well, maybe it'll work out with my ex. I want you to begin to say the following. It is possible my brain is wrong about that. It is possible my brain is wrong that things are going to work out with my ex. Right? Ex may not be true. whatever this is, it may not be true. Or I am thinking that I really hope things work out with my ex, and that's okay. That's okay. What we're doing is we're separating that attachment, that hard wiring to that outcome. It's going to free you. Just practice it. Just practice it a few times and see how it feels. Okay, let's go back. Abby says, how to navigate minimizing contact if the man we were in a relationship with has to contact us for logistical things like money, healthcare, etc. So I don't know if you've noticed, but I didn't really say minimize contact, but if it's something that you must do, you have to put on your boy pants and you have to get very, very smart about how to limit contact with this person, whether it is a shared expense account or if it is a formula for doing things a certain way. But also, let's go back to that bridge thinking. It is possible that I can communicate with my ex about healthcare and about money, and I'm going to be okay. I am open to changing my belief that communicating with my ex is something uncomfortable. I wonder if I can communicate with my ex about our healthcare and just be completely professional about the deal. So you start to really change. And Abby, tell me if that already doesn't shift a little bit about how you're feeling right now. I love it when I get questions like this. How can you connect? I think you mean to a man. How can you connect to a man in a feminine way? I am teaching it to you right now. So masculine energy is a lot of times a mental, formulaic, manipulative strategy energy. And when you're up in your head, you're not in your body. When you're in your body, you're a girl. When you're in your body, you're aware of what you're feeling. And connecting in a feminine way is about, I am detaching from you, because that's when he goes, wait, what? Where are you? Oh, I'm not feeling her anymore. And he gets curious about you and he reaches out. So I have a video on YouTube. And if you read the comments, your mind is going to be blown, because I get you to do this exercise where you put the man in front of you and you go, is this really my dream guy? And you look him right in the eyes and you go, no, you're not my dream guy. Then the guy will message you or text you. I mean, it's not witchcraft or anything, but that is how real that invisible connection can be with a man. So you got to get out of your own way, which is the masculine energy thinking, and get back into your feminine energy body. All right, let's take one more. Oh, Maria. Thank you, Maria. Whoops, sorry. Maria Carlos gave me a donation. Thank you, Maria. I've been listening to you for years. I appreciate all your advice and continuing work to help us diamond girls. How do you eliminate your mind of trying to find a man like your ex? Well, that's a really good question, because there might have been some really great qualities about your ex that you really appreciated and that you really wish you could have more of that again. So I do have a course called New Man Manifesto. And New Man Manifesto is all about taking lots of characteristics from lots of men you had in your life and getting really specific about how those characteristics feel. So we no longer have resistance about you hoping to find a man like your ex. Perfectly fine. Perfectly okay to feel that way. What you want to do is find out exactly what that characteristic is and how it made you feel. So for example, let's say your ex, or better yet, if you could share one below, but let's say your ex, when you would come home, he would always be interested in cooking dinner or taking you out to eat. Like, he was always about making sure you're going to be okay and you're fed and you guys have something fun to do on the weekends. Maybe he was one of those nurturing types of men, and you're really hoping to have that quality again with another man. So how does it feel? Oh, I love the feeling of coming home and seeing my partner at the stove, stirring pots and making us a meal together. And I love coming home and just smelling before you even walk in the door. He's cooking us good food. So now we're getting in touch with how it feels for you. That is the key to the past and the future connecting. All right. Let's see. Abby, you're welcome very much. And I don't see any other new questions after that. And Maria said, yes, he was the leader at everything. And again, you're on this cosmic, karmic, spiritual journey. Well, it is wonderful having people who are kind of in charge and the leader of everything, if that's what you want. Person like me, it would maybe not be so great. I like to have a little bit of control and I know what's best, you know? And so for you, this might be a way that you really begin to connect with what you want to be in charge in with life. But think about what he did, what felt good, and what you want to be feeling in the future with a new partner. So, hey girls, before I answer any more questions, would you please take a moment and like this video? Give it a thumbs up. And if you are new to my channel, make sure you hit the subscribe button. I think it's right there. Okay, Ani says she has a question. I'm going to have to go through my scroll. Okay, family and relationships. Is that the question? Okay, so she says, I think this can apply to many relationships other than romantic. I went no contact with my family and some friends. I really need to move on from them. So I think what you're asking is, can I use these bridge thinking with my family? And you absolutely can. You can apply this to anything in life. Like I talked about in this video earlier, is I learned about this because I was going through a really difficult anxiety and panic disorder I had developed. And it was a lot of different things that happened to make that happen. But I really had to alter my thinking because I had become hardwired into seeing a certain thing as fear or a problem or dangerous. That really wasn't dangerous. It was actually neutral. And learning what neutral meant and learning not to be afraid of what I was thinking. And then also, just for a glimmer, I have that possibility that I can get out and do this and I'm not going to fall apart. Like, I believe that I might be wrong about that. Then your brain starts to loosen up and let go of control. Well, I'm very sorry that you've had to go no contact with your family. I read something yesterday and it was like, oh, family is the most important thing. And for those of you who have a bad family experience, please stop saying that to people. But also at the same time, you know, family can be really important. So I, as someone who has done a lot of healing with family stuff, find a way to have a relationship with them if you want to, that feels right for you, understanding they will never, ever, ever, ever be able to give you exactly what you need. Never. Not going to happen. So for example, I love my mom and my stepdad very much, but when I go to see them, I kind of make it all about them. I make it about how are they feeling? What's going on in their life? What's new for them? How can I help them? And in doing that, I have a wonderful visit with them because, you know, I help my mom, you know, mop her floors, and my husband helps my stepdad with cutting down some lumber. And so we are able to help them and have a wonderful memory with them by actually making them the center of our attention. Christina has a question. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see this. She says, on the bridge about letting go of outcomes with your husband when he's being very, very negative. Yes, you're being, you know, triggered when your guy's being super duper negative and you want to bite that bait. I have some videos. Actually, I have a great podcast on about high conflict people. And go to my podcast. This podcast is for women, and listen to that podcast episode about high conflict people, because you can do some bridge work with this, and you can say, you know, it's possible my husband's going to say this and I'm going to do something different. It's possible I can respond differently to him. But go listen to that podcast. That will help you. Christina, you said, how do you reserve urge to respond to negative comments with equal offense? I think you mean resist. And you're talking about tit for tat. So they say X to you, you say X back. They say Y, and it's some people call it kick the ball or kick me, I think. And it's just kind of like tit for tat. And so how do you resist that urge? So you're already doing it, because step number one is, I notice I'm having that feeling. I notice he just said, why are you so stupid today? And you're like, I want to come right back at him with that, right? So right there, you're noticing that you're feeling it. You're doing step one. Step two would be like, it is really possible that he's going to say something like that to me, and I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to take a few breaths. I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to calm my central nervous system down. And then I'm going to express, it's able for me to either express how I feel or leave the room and say, hey, I would like to talk to you, but no name calling. So you'll get to where you can slow down that response. I hope that helped. Oni girl, boy, you're running the show today. Let's see here. I love my family and miss connecting with them, but I just don't want to be used, abused, and disrespected. So here's the thing. You have power. No person, place, or thing has power over you, and you have power over being used. If you don't give, you can't get used. Abused, if somebody goes to abuse you, you call 911. Somebody says something nasty to you, you know what? I look forward to being with you today, but I can't put up with name calling. And then make sure you dial back a little bit about what abused is, because you might be a little hypersensitive. That's just a gut feeling I'm having. Disrespect. You know, when someone disrespects me, either in public or even if me and my husband get at each other or something like that, it's always funny to me because I don't believe it. I think that they're hilarious that they are saying this about me, because it's so not true. Now, maybe I have way too good of a self-esteem, but see if you can't begin to just kind of be like, okay, well, that's how you feel. It's not how I feel. And what they think about me doesn't really matter. Like, I could care less what they think about me. And a lot of times people's moods change, especially if they have some sort of mental illness. They might think one way one minute and then not another minute. Okay, here comes my husband peeping in. Hi.
Do you want to say hello? We're in a live stream.
I saw you're live. We got Toby's results.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Well, the vet is calling about my little doggy, so it's time for me to go. But let's see. I have one more question I wouldn't mind taking before we go. She said she's on the verge of divorce and knows she's messed up and they made up. And how do I make sure this doesn't happen again? So the truth is that this probably will happen again. You're a human. You mess up. You say and do the wrong things to your partner. It's how it works. One thing I haven't talked about is my online support group. I have classes. I have 5 other coaches in that classes. That teach classes, it is a great place to invest some time and get some questions answered and really get some support. So consider my iHeart Love Academy private group. So let's start with, I'm aware that I might get upset and do something angry and say the wrong thing. I'm aware of that. But I'm also willing to believe I can do something different. I'm willing to believe that my husband might say or do something to me and I respond differently. I pause. I take a few breaths. I say a quick prayer to God. I ask for a higher power to guide me. I, you know, calm my central nervous system. There's so many things that you can do, and you want to find what's right for you. And I'm glad you guys made up. I really, really am. All right, everybody. That's it for today. I hope this helps you get back your control so the man does not have control over you and you can reclaim your rich, juicy, full life. And more importantly, if it's meant to be, he will come back around. He'll feel that energy is off of him. And you will instead be able to focus on you instead of engaging, making things worse, making bigger arguments. You can always go back to what do I need right now? What's important to me right now? Instead of biting that bait, you can create a new way of thinking and being in your life that's going to really call forth the person you're meant to be with or give you the absolute best chances to reconnect with your guy. All right, everybody, check out the links below. I've got lots of great links. Make sure to give this video a thumbs up and share it with a girlfriend who needs a little help and support. Lots of love. Bye.
Are you yearning to reignite that flame? Longing for a second chance with the one who holds your heart? Look no further than the ABCs to Get It Back program, your beacon of hope in the world of relationships. As a devoted dating and relationship coach, I've crafted a roadmap just for you, an exclusive pathway toward rekindling passion, fostering understanding, and reestablishing the profound connection you've been missing. Your story doesn't end here. You don't have to spend another night wondering what went wrong or wondering what if. It's time to script a new chapter in your life. Discover the ABCs to Get Him Back program. It is proven to work and will bring you amazing results too. Don't wait. Visit my website, everheartcoaching.com, or click in the link below. Your happily ever after is within reach.